And now, the birth of Samuel. Once there was a certain man from Ramah, whose name was Elkanah. He had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Every year, Elkanah would venture to Shiloh to worship the Lord Almighty. On that day, Elkanah would give portions of the meat to Peninnah and her children, but to Hannah, he would give a double portion because he loved her very much and felt sorry for her because the Lord had closed her womb. Year after year, Peninnah would provoke Hannah until she wept out loud, and she would irritate her constantly because she was childless.
Hannah, what's wrong, my dear? Why are you crying? Here, please, eat something. Come on, honey. Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
Oh, Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon my misery and remember me, please give me a son, and I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
Elkanah, what's going on with your wife?
I don't know, Eli. I see her lips moving, but I don't hear any words. I don't think she's been drinking.
Hannah, how long will you keep getting drunk? Get rid of your wine once and for all.
I am not drunk, Eli. I have not been drinking at all. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. I am not a wicked woman. I have been praying out of my great anguish and grief.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry I didn't know. In that case, go in peace. May God grant you what you have requested.